2022. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Kelly Childress, Director of the Baldwin County Department of Aging. The Council on Aging, excuse me. And good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Lori, and thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, thank you. We should have had you on many times when I'm reading your brochure about all of the services that you provide for seniors, I suppose. What is that age group category?
60 and above is usually what we deal with. Okay. However, anybody on disability or getting disability, we definitely want to talk to you. But most of our recipients are 60 and above, all over Baldwin County.
I see. Okay. And I'm seeing you have centers of activity. You've also got lots of services. Where do we begin?
Okay. Well, you know, I brought this brochure with me because I didn't want to forget, and I know I will forget about a bunch of things I want to talk about. One of the main things that we do is insurance counseling. We do not sell insurance. However, anybody that is getting on Medicare needs to call the Council on Aging because we're advocates for people in Baldwin County. They, instead of calling up an insurance company saying, hey, what do I need, and getting sold insurance you don't know about, call us. We advocate for you, and then we put you in the right direction to make sure that all of your needs are covered, your doctors are covered, your medicine's covered, and that has to be checked every year because, as you know, insurance has changed for the aging, and that's just one of the things we do, Lori. That's just, and it's a big thing, especially during open enrollment, which is October 15th through December 7th, that if you're on Medicare, you have to get your Medicare card checked and get all of your insurance checked.
And it's complicated.
Very.
What, A, B, C, D, and some covers one thing, some covers others. And I know friends who have changed plans and discovered that this medication wasn't covered or this service costs more. It's daunting, to try to figure it out. So y'all offer that for free.
We do.
Very nice.
Yes. And I'll tell you, Lori, real quick, one of our other big things is legal counseling. We do have a lawyer that comes to our office once a month. She for 60 and above only, and she does durable power of attorney and living wills free of charge. And that's a big thing. And simple legal questions she could answer free of charge. But durable power of attorney and living wills are very important, and durable power of attorney is different than a regular power of attorney. So, you know, if you're 60 and above and you need that, please call us and we'll get you on the list, and we'll get you seen.
Okay. Now, the Baldwin County Council on Aging, is that funded and part of the county commission, the county itself?
Absolutely. Baldwin County Commission, we get a little funding from the state, but our Baldwin County Commission are our supporters. They are what funds us and how we can be advocates for the seniors in Baldwin County.
And you've also got, in addition to the insurance counseling and the legal assistance, you have prescription assistance, you have other types of resources, and transportation resources. Tell us more.
You know, I tell people all the time, they ask, what do you do at the Council on Aging? And I always say, well, heck, I don't know what we do. We do a little bit of everything. We're the Yellow Pages. So someone calls us and says, hey, my mom's coming down, and it was too hectic to put a walker or a scooter or something in the on the plane or in the car to bring it. How can we just need it for a short time. What can you do? Well, you call us and say, hey, do you know what? You know, we might have one available or know where to find one that's available. We have people that call us, children that call us. They don't live by their parents, and they work or they're busy, and or a neighbor. And they say, hey, Miss so-and-so lives right next door, and no one checks on her. So we have a telephone reassurance program. We call them every morning. And if they don't answer, we have an emergency contact of theirs. If we don't have an emergency contact, we're going to call the police, and we're going to, you know, go in and check and make sure they're not laying on the floor, which we have had happen before.
I had no idea offer that.
People that cannot ride the BRATS transportation. Sometimes people can't get on the BRATS bus or can't be left alone in the grocery store. You know, just kind of don't feel at ease or unsteady. Well, we send a case manager out. We go out, we case manage them, see if they qualify. If they do, we have a SAINTS program is what we call it, and we go pick up that client or go pick up the groceries for that client and bring them back to their house. And wow. We have a lady that works 4 hours a day that does that for us.
How lovely. Now, how does one qualify? Is it an income-based?
No, it's not income-based, Lori. It's totally, that's what we have our qualified case managers that will go out and interview them and talk to them and see what their need is. And if they don't qualify, as far as we don't see a need, we see that, okay, children come once a week and take mom to the grocery store. So they don't, or they're able to ride the Bratz transportation, which is a great service.
I see, okay.
If they can't do that, then we step in. But if there's other resources available, we let those other resources pick up.
So now I'm getting what you're saying, like the Yellow Pages of information. If any service, any question or concern to do with someone that's 60 or older,
yes,
you're the clearinghouse, if you will, of information and possible services.
Absolutely. That's us.
Wow.
And we have a lot of people that sometimes they're alone or they've just lost a loved one and they get these stacks of mail and they bring it in and they say, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know where to start. What do I do? What do I do with all this stuff?
Right.
Where do I start? I call someone and I get the automated number and I don't know what to push, so I just hang up. Well, we're going to sit down with you and we're going to go through that mail and we're going to throw away what we need to and we're going to call who we need to explain different things to us.
We're speaking with Kelly Childress with the Baldwin County Council on Aging. What other services do you want to mention? Oh, I'm looking at tax preparation, telephone reassurance we talked about, but then you've got fun things too.
We
like
do have
ceramics and gift shops and sales centers, the senior activities for independent living.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
60 and above, we have these sales centers. Matter of fact, because of the pandemic, most of these, and not all of them, so let me say this, call before you go, because not all of them, but most of them in Baldwin County are opening back up where the state delivers a meal, and it's a $1.50 donation, and they come in, and they can play bingo, and they can eat a hot meal, and those are opening back up June 1st, so we have been doing hot meals curbside service, and people are still allowed to do that,
mm-hmm.
but we encourage them. We've been through a horrible pandemic. Let's get out. Let's get these people out. Let's get them in the senior cell centers to eat and visit and be around people. And once I said that, let me mention, too, about our store out in the front of our office. It's for people that make things, and they can bring them in, 60 and above, homemade items. Well, they get 80%. It's put on consignment. And we have a lot of traffic through there. So if you build wooden crafts out of driftwood or something and you want to bring it in and put it on consignment, you price it. And the traffic comes in, they buy it, and you get a check from the county once a month. It's great. And it gives them a purpose. Everybody has to have a purpose.
Yes. And a passion.
And a passion.
I feel almost embarrassed that I was not aware of all of these services that the Baldwin
yes.
County Council on Aging provides.
You know, and I've got so much to talk about, so let me real quick mention.
We're in no hurry.
Okay.
Take your time.
Let me mention our SEEK program. That's our Senior Emergency Essential Kit program. And, you know, it's a little red bag we have, and it's really important for people that are going to stay at home or go to a shelter in the event of a storm. So if we have someone that lives by themselves or a couple that live together and they can't get out of town when they see a storm coming,
right,
or they need to go to a shelter, then they reach out to us and we're going to get all their pertinent information. So after the disaster, after Sally hit, we went to this one drawer that had 150 to 200 clients in it, and when we were able to get back to work, we called every one of those clients and said, are you okay? Do you have food? Do you need a shelter? Or either they were in the shelter and we checked on them and made sure, okay, are you out of the shelter? Is your home okay for you to get back to? There are ones that are vulnerable that we really pay closer attention to. So at the beginning of May, we reach out to them. We say, hey, you know, it's hurricane season soon. Pay attention. Do you have everything in order? Give us new emergency contacts. And like I said, those are the ones we reach out to first, not the ones that can go off with their children or mm-hmm. go off with a neighbor or can get in their car and drive. We want the ones that maybe can't do that.
You're filling the gap when there is no one else.
That's exactly right.
What a great service.
It is a great service.
How many people do you think your agency serves on a regular basis?
Oh, Lori.
Maybe pre-pandemic numbers. I know things have changed. Y'all had to close stuff, etc.
Well, you know, our Baldwin County commissioners have been superb. We're a different limb of the Baldwin County commissioners to be a resource center. So, Lori, I'd have to get you those numbers. Okay. I can't tell you offhand. We answer phone calls and we take on cases that you're calling Medicare and Social Security, and it takes hours and days and weeks to handle a situation. And every day there's 10 of us that are doing different jobs in the Council on Aging, and all 10 of us stay super busy.
Wow. So what I'm understanding is, some services need a qualification, such as the inability to get around.
Correct.
Other services, like advice for insurance counseling, Medicare, and other things, anybody over 60 can enjoy.
Anybody.
60 or over.
We have people that don't have a lot of money, and we have people that have a ton of money. Insurance is confusing. And so, yes, we help with all of that, any situation.
What about a charitable pharmacy? I'm seeing this on your flyer.
So, our Ozanam Charitable Pharmacy is in Mobile. Baldwin County gives to the charitable pharmacy. And so, if we have a client that comes in or that we do home visits, if someone can't come to us, and we see that there are some medications that they can't get, that they're not able to get, we either do it through our prescription assistance program or we reach out to our Ozanam Charitable Pharmacy. And yes, with the Charitable Pharmacy, you do have to qualify income-wise for that.
Okay.
However, and it's not brand name drugs they're going to get, but we go over, we partner with a few other resource agencies. We go over to Mobile or we come to Fairhope to our local EMI agency, and we pick up those medications and we bring mm-hmm. them back, and we call the clients and let them know they're in, and they come to our office every week and pick them up.
Okay.
It's great service.
This is a great service. The Baldwin County Council on Aging providing so many services and opportunities, and I didn't add disabled. On disability, 60 or over, or non-ambulatory, or able to get around.
Right,
like,
or you're not any of those things, and you want to find out for your mother.
Right,
Good point. Different situation, mm-hmm. different homes, or okay, I have a mom. She has a home. She wants to sell it. However, she doesn't want to go to a nursing home. What is available, Kelly? What's out there? Well, there's all kinds of assisted livings, which are private pay. But those are things we'll talk about, mm-hmm. and we'll research and find out what's going to be best for your parents or your mom in Baldwin County. We have a lot of great resources in Baldwin County that people just don't know about, that we got to tap into.
How do people reach the Baldwin County Council on Aging?
They can call any courthouse and or the county number and ask to be dispatched or put over to the Council on Aging.
Okay.
Or you can call 251-972-8506.
972-8506. And you've got sales centers or independent living activity mm-hmm. centers, actually buildings. Mm-hmm. Daphne, Somerdale, Bay Minette, Loxley, Vaughan, and Little River.
Correct. The Little River one is closed at this time, but right now we're serving those individuals frozen meals. So if we have someone that can't come to the sales centers, and Bratz does, we do provide transportation for free if they'd like to ride Bratz to the different mm-hmm. sales centers. But if you get out to the rural areas in Baldwin County, where we do have a lot of them, and someone needs a meal, they can't make it to the sales center. There again, we have those case managers that can look into frozen meals mm-hmm. and see if we can get frozen meals for those individuals. So it's a really great service that the Baldwin County Commissioners fund, and we're very thankful for that.
And so these centers are reopening June 1st, you said.
Correct. Call first. Make sure your centers are.
Call first. Where can I? You've got a great flyer of information. I presume this can be found online.
Absolutely.
Or we can pick up a flyer. Where?
Absolutely. at 22251 Palmer Street in Robertsdale.
And is that there at the courthouse area?
That's at the Central Ball and Annex in Robertsdale.
All right. That's.
And if you'd like a flyer and you call, we can mail it to you.
Okay.
And there's a lot of different programs, too. When people are on Medicare, there's a lot of different programs that they might qualify for that you don't have to be destitute to qualify for a lot of these programs income-wise to get that $148 back in your Medicare check, because Medicare Part B costs $148 a month. And people think, well, I'm not paying it. Well, they probably are paying it. It's coming out of their Social Security check
right. Before
they get it. But if we can just talk to you and look at that, we know if you qualify for something. So just reach out to us. It never hurts to reach out and ask.
I just went on Facebook and typed in Baldwin County Council on Aging, and it took me to the Baldwin County Commission's page.
Yes.
And we can also go to BaldwinAL.gov, I believe it is.
Absolutely.
BaldwinCountyAL.gov.
And Baldwin County just updated their website yesterday. I think it went live yesterday or the day before. It's a great-looking website.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'll have to see if I can pull that up as well, too. And then so many people, especially in our demographic, they're still going to pick up the phone. That's still the favorite mode.
Absolutely.
For many people.
So call your courthouse, ask them to, or let them know you want to speak to the Council on Aging, and they'll put you right through to us wherever you're at, north end, south end of the county, or you can call 251-972-8506, and we'll be happy to help you.
972-8506. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Lori.
This
has been very enlightening. I knew about the Council on Aging in general, but mm-hmm. I don't think I had any idea the extent of services
it's amazing.
Provided for those in Baldwin County that are 60 and older or on disability. So once again, for more information, 972-8506. And very nice new website with the Live Oak Landing on the cover. BaldwinCountyAL.gov. BaldwinCountyAL.gov. Thank you, Kelly Childress, the director of the Baldwin County Council on Aging.
Thanks, Lori.
This is lots of important information. If you missed it, you'll be able to access it later, usually by lunchtime, at WABF.